I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The backlash continues in Afghanistan, a week after it was revealed that U.S. troops there burned copies of the Quran. About 40 people have been killed so far, including two U.S. military advisors who were shot to death over the weekend. The Taliban claimed responsibility for an attack today. A suicide car bomber rammed his vehicle into the gates of a NATO base in eastern Afghanistan. That triggered a blast that killed 9 Afghans. Caroline Wadhams focuses on Afghanistan, Pakistan, and U.S. national security issues at the Center for American Progress in Washington. The U.S., as you know, Caroline, and other NATO members have temporarily pulled out advisors, in the case of the U.S., hundreds of advisors from Afghan government offices in response to what's been going on, the wave of violence. Still, the U.S. commander for Afghanistan says the partnership with the Afghan government is as strong as ever. Do you believe that?
I think the relationship is under serious strain and has been for some time. I do think that Ambassador Crocker, the U.S. ambassador, there has improved the relationship with President Karzai over the past year. So it was really at a nadir with Ambassador Eikenberry prior to that. But the relationship is incredibly strained. The U.S. government has been very upset about a number of comments that President Karzai has made over the past couple of years. Often does not seem to be in support of the U.S., trying to distance himself from the U.S. But the U.S. government and NATO are trying to maintain a relationship as they transition out.
When you mentioned President Karzai of Afghanistan, the United States is not happy with the fact that he has not completely denounced these attacks. Does he have control? I mean, if he did come out and denounce them, is that going to stop them?
No, I think at this point, I mean, the emotions are so high that all of the apologies by the U.S., none of it seems to be helping. But clearly, there are a number of individuals in Afghanistan who have actually tried to feed some of this and exploit it for their own purposes.
So right now, the United States continues to have some presence in Afghanistan. The last of the troops will not be out until 2014. Is the U.S. making, as far as you can tell, any progress right now in Afghanistan?
I think we're largely in a military stalemate at this point. Yes, there are some isolated gains on the battlefield, but I would say the overall trajectory is not moving in the right direction.
Well, there are those, as you know, who believe that right now is the time when we should not only be removing advisors, but all the remainder of U.S. forces in Afghanistan. I wonder what you feel about that, because another side of this would be that doing it on the heels of these direct attacks on Americans would send the worst possible message, that you lob grenades at Americans and it works, we'll take off.
Yeah, I mean, my sense is that the administration should keep to a drawdown. I don't think you want to do it in an accelerated manner at this point, but largely because I believe that there's got to be some kind of political settlement in Afghanistan if you're going to have a chance of long-term peace. And if you accelerate it and you don't have a card at the negotiating table, then there's no chance for some kind of political settlement.
The Obama administration has said when the United States is completely out of Afghanistan, he hopes it's leaving behind a relatively democratic government, one that would be secure enough to keep the country from again becoming a haven for al-Qaeda and other militants who threaten the West. Is that, do you believe now, an achievable goal?
It's hard to imagine that by 2014 there is going to be a functioning democratic system in Afghanistan. I think that the hope is that you can have enough buy-in from enough of the different Afghan factions to maintain a government and to maintain a security force.
Is there that cohort that wants a functioning government?
Yes. I think there are a multitude of factions who do want a functioning government. But what's happened is that as we draw down, you know, it's not only that we're just handing over security lead. There's going to be a presidential election in 2014. President Karzai has said that he will step down as required by the Constitution. It needs to happen, I think. But seeing who is the successor and how that person or that coalition of people can unite the country to sustain the government through the transition is going to be very, very difficult.
Caroline Wadhams, senior fellow at the Center for American Progress. She comments on Afghanistan and U.S. national security issues. Nice to have you on the program.
Thank you.